We're on the phone with Williamson County Commissioner Ron Ellis. Once again, Ron, thanks for joining me at 6:20 this morning. But you've got an update now on dealing with the storm damage. First, let's talk about the bureaucracy that's involved here, and that is the signing of the declaration.
Yeah, Kelly with our EMA has got it drafted. Jim Marlowe is literally signing it probably as we speak to declare the area a disaster area. Rick Shanklin with the National Weather Service is going to be here this afternoon to assess start assessing the damage and the potential tornado. The air evac is going to give free use of their helicopter so we can take aerial photos of everything. And later today, we've already found a couple of other places that had damage from the storm that we didn't know about because it got so dark so fast. Last night, you couldn't really do a good assessment.
Right.
So in the next 8 hours, we'll have a lot better understanding of the total damage and what the impact is to our region.
Well, I'm glad it's Rick Shanklin. Ricky and I have known each other for decades. And what's interesting is this assessment. So often you find that, well, we'll know in 3 to 4 months. Not with Rick Shanklin and his crew. They're going to be able to assess this quickly. See what kind of damage they have, all kinds of measurements they do and things along that line to assess this and do literally this very exact assessment of what happened. And then I guess we'll see whether they use the T word.
Yeah. And whether it's really strong straight line winds or a tornado, you know, damage is damage, Tom. And it doesn't, if you're affected by it, it doesn't matter whether it was a tornado or not. You've been affected by it, and the declaration probably won't go anywhere, but doggone, you've got to do something like that to, if there is a lot of damage that comes out to play, you want to be able to put your citizens where they can get some assistance from the state or federal governments, and that's the whole purpose of doing that.
Right. Ron, is there anything else we need to report on this morning? I mean, besides, you know, and you probably heard me parrot you earlier this morning, you know, at dinner time, we got lucky, especially when some of these homes that were so badly damaged, although I do not have an injury report, and do you?
No, we've been, Tom, I said this earlier, we've really been blessed. It does not appear that there were any injuries, and it does not, there definitely wasn't apparently any deaths. So you get a storm that drops out like this, and to have no damage at that time of day for deaths and injuries is really, really a blessing.